Much has been said about the attacks on our judiciary, but the extent of the threat has become more concerning after Acting Chief Magistrate Manessa Zondo recently granted bail in a Delmas court to an ANC local municipal speaker who is standing trial on several serious charges. Magistrate Zondo felt he had no option but to grant Robert Kaya Sigoni bail after he received death threats. A Bronkhorstspruit colleague of his was assassinated after receiving similar threats. So we discuss the fear, intimidation and disregard for the law in our courts with former Judge Johan Krechla and Lawson Naidu, Executive Secretary of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution. Judge Johan Krechla, we thank you for your time. A very good morning and welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and good morning to the listeners and good morning to Lawson.
Lawson, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Johan. Nice to chat to you again.
Now, Johan, if we can start with you, I mean, what's your thoughts on this incident here where a acting magistrate feels the pressure to grant bail for fear of losing his life?
No, it's a very, very upsetting seat. Respect for the judiciary and the lack of obedience to the audience, to the orders of the judiciary that is characterizing public life recently. If the former president, the example to everybody, shows contempt for a judge, who can blame a local magistrate for being afraid of a local politician? You know, the thing is much wider than just Delmas.
Lawson, how wide is it? To what extent are judges and magistrates intimidated in our courts in South Africa?
Well, look, I think it's become a phenomenon again. We've been through this previously, where judges who rule against people are labelled as sellouts, as counter-revolutionaries, as mouthpieces of white monopoly capital and the like. And this is not anything new, but it signifies a new political trend. Particularly, I think, in the context where high-profile political office bearers are being charged in the courts and facing the law, and this is something that we've seen before in South Africa. It's a worrying trend, and it has the capacity to undermine the rule of law. So I think we need to take it seriously. We need to defend the integrity of the judiciary, but I think at the same time we mustn't lull ourselves into a sense that this is a pervasive attitude. I think most people respect the judiciary. They've done a sterling job for our country. And we as civil society organizations need to protect that independence.
Judge Krechla, do you think that this disregard for the judiciary or these kind of attacks on the judiciary become easier when there seems to be disregard and attacks on the judiciary right from the political top? Even the former president stands accused in this regard.
Oh, quite. I couldn't agree with you more. The former president, or at the moment the judge president of the Western Cape, two people of whom you would have expected much better, leading the way in showing disobedience to the rule of law. But I must make the point that the rule of law is not some abstract theoretical political concept. It means that you and I, if we've had a contract with somebody, we know that we can go and enforce it at the local magistrates or high court. We know that if there's a crime being committed, somebody will be prosecuted fairly, competently, quickly. The rule of law means the difference between us and the jungle.
Hmm. Listen, one is a direct threat, like we see in this case with this particular magistrate in Delmas. How difficult is it for judges and magistrates to operate impartially and fairly when you've got mobs outside of the court kind of rooting for the defendant and toying and protesting? If we can look at the example of Ace Magashule in this regard.
Well, I think, acts of intimidation and threats against judges are something that must be condemned. And we need to put in place the mechanisms to protect members of the judiciary from these acts of intimidation. And, I don't think that judges are swayed by crowds outside courts, lobbying for one side or the other. I think judges are strong enough to withstand that most of the time. But when it comes to personal attacks and threats of intimidation and violence, then that's something that crosses the line, and those people who are responsible for that must be held to account, because we cannot allow our judiciary to be, flayed by these forces, and that we've got to put a stop to that, so that, as Johan says, that the rule of law is strengthened, that we can all have trust that the law would be applied equally regardless of who is facing charges.
So, Skrikla, what are your thoughts on where we need to start fixing this?
We start fixing it by this kind of discussion that you are very wisely leading. We do it by educating the children. We do it also by educating the politicians. Restoring a fractured system is much more difficult than maintaining it. We've got to start again with a respect for the rule of law, teaching civil society, teaching political classes, teaching the criminal classes that the law is there to be obeyed.
Your thoughts, Lawson, on where we need to start, what's a good starting point?
Well, I think the best starting point is that those who flout the law are brought and held to account. So to take the example of the former president, who defied a lawful summons issued to him by Deputy Chief Justice Zondo to testify before the Commission of Inquiry, I think the behavior of the former president must be condemned, and there must be repercussions for his flouting of the summons, and action needs to be taken against him. And I think if we start doing those things, then people will realize that the rule of law is indeed strong, that those who trespass will be held to account. And I think we need to start in matters like that, so that it sends a clear signal across South Africa that no one is above the law.
Lawson Naidu and Judge Johan Krikla, we thank you both for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.